We are continuing today in the fifth chapter of Nesilas Yesharim. Actually, we are going to finish Perek Hei today. And Ramchal writes as follows, V'amafsid HaShlishis. Remember again, in the end of this Perek, we're talking about the beginning of this Perek, I should say, the entire Perek, we're talking about the three things which derail a person from the acquiring the Midah of Zehirus. So yesterday, we spoke about two of them. Tonight, we speak about the third, V'amafsid HaShlishi, the third thing which derails or detracts a person ultimately from from Zehirus, Hachevra, is a negative peer group. The Hainu Chevras Atipshim Bachotim, a peer group of people who are foolish and sinners. V'hum Asher Kosov Omer, Vorak Silni Roa, Kihine Anoroim Pamin Rabos, Afilu Achash Nis Ames Eitel Adam Chovas Havodah Bazehirus. But we find this many times in life, that even after it becomes abundantly clear to a person what the ultimate good and what the ultimate responsibility and Avodah is in this world, Yisrapa Mimenu, he becomes derelict in it. Oy, Ya'avor al eizet dvara mimenu, kedei shelo yil'agu alav chaveirov, o kedei lis'arev imam. V'huma sheshlom masir v'omer im shonem al tesarev. This is an incredible thing, that sometimes in life, even when I know the right thing to do, sometimes I don't do it. Why don't I do it? Because it's not popular. And at the end of the day, everyone wants to be loved, and everyone wants to be accepted, and everyone wants to be popular. So even sometimes when I have the clarity to do the right thing, I still don't do it, because at the end of the day, I'm worried about being made fun of. After all, the person will say, there's a Mishnah, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Ksuv, it's also Mishnah Avos, that a person should know how to get along with all kinds of people. So as such, perhaps I shouldn't do things which are going to cause scorn within the eyes of people, even if it's the right thing to do. Bibnei Adam Sha'osa Maisa Adam, Avalo Bibnei Adam Sha'osa Maisa Behemo, Ushlom Asir Oud Lech Mineged Leish Ksion, Vitavar Amalach Amr Ashri Eshalach Batsas Roshem, Vderachatim Lo Amar, Ove Moshe Oloitim Lo Yoshav. Tavar Amalach himself writes about this in the beginning of Sefer Tehillim, the first phrase in Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech writes, praiseworthy is the person who did not follow in the counsel of the wicked, right? Did not stand in the pathway of the sinners, and did not sit in the company of scorners or mockers. So the Gemara says something amazing. The Gemara says, Ukvar Pershu Zichron Lebracha Im Halach, if you notice, it's a progression. First, David HaMelech speaks about praiseworthy is the person who doesn't walk in the counsel of wicked, and then who doesn't sit on the pathway of sinners, and then, doesn't stand in the pathway of sinners, and then doesn't sit in the company of scorners. So the Gemara says it's a progression. Im halach, if you end up walking according to the counsel of negative people, sofo lamod, you'll end up standing in the wrong path. And if you end up standing in the wrong path, you'll end up sitting in it also. And sitting in it, of course, is remaining inside of it. Va'omer, lo yashafti im seisha v'im na'alamim lo avo, sani sika hamreim v'im rishayim lo eshev. Incredible. So the idea over here is that a person sometimes has to find the courage to be able to rise above peer pressure. That even though, again, maybe everyone around me is going and acting a certain way or believing a certain way or conducting themselves in a certain way, I have to find a way to rise myself above it. And if a person finds themselves with a peer group of people who are demeaning or diminishing my holy work, lo yashis li balalago, person has to not pay attention to their disparagement. Adraba, yilag al maliga vivazim viachsho bedaito, kilule hayolo laharviach mamun harbe, hahaya maniach amasha hayotarach lazem in mechaber shalo yilagu, koshikin shalo yirta lavo nishmosu mipne lag. So this is incredible. Tanachal says, tell me, if you had a chance to make $1 million, but in the course of making $1 million, somebody would make fun of you. Would anyone say, you know what, I don't want people to make fun of me, so I'm not going to make $1 million. Of course not, that'd be ridiculous. Make fun as much as you want. I'm going to walk away $1 million richer. So if that's true with material wealth, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so it's true with spiritual wealth as well. The Al Derech Zeh, his Hiru Zichron Levracha, Chazal taught us about this when they said, Havi Az Kanamer, be bold like a leopard, Kal Kanesha, light as an eagle, Beratz Katzvi, and run like a deer, Vigibor Ka'ari, and ultimately strung like a lion, La'asos Ritzon Avicha Shebashayim, to perform the will of your Father in heaven. V'David Amar V'adabra Be'edosecha Negi Malachim Lo Evosh. David HaMelech says, God, I'll speak your statutes opposite kings, and I will not be embarrassed. Sha'afa Pisha Rov HaMelechim Iskam Diburim B'divrei Gedolos Anos. Even though often royalty speaks about material wealth, but David Shayagam came Melech Lachoriti Alocherpa in Biosa Becharos in Yom Adar B'Divrei Musar V'Torah Tachas Sapro Minagdolos Mitanugos Pnei Adam Kemohem. So David HaMelech, when he's at the conference for kings, right, the monarch conference, everyone's going to be talking about all their possessions, all their wealth. And I, David, won't you be embarrassed to speak about your spirituality? Hine Lohaya Chashla Zeklal. David didn't care. To Lohaya Libo Nifte Behavala Ma'ila. Therefore, David HaMelech says, I'll speak regarding your laws opposite the kings, and I will not be embarrassed. So a really profound idea. So therefore, the Ramchal says again, so obstacle number three to the acquisition of Zahiro. So it's interesting, by the way, because if you notice, it's a significant progression, because The first thing that prevents me from acquiring Zahiros is tir de olamis, right? Constant preoccupation and business with worldly things. I'm so busy, I have no time to think. Number two, ultimately, again, is schok and latzon, being an unserious or mocking person. So these are both issues inside of me that I have to overcome. Number three is peer pressure. In other words, the challenge in life is that sometimes even after I know what's right, and I know what I have to do, and I know how I have to do it, and I know what's necessary in order for me to go ahead and be fully accomplished, at the end of the day, I still now have to be wary regarding negative peer pressure. Because sometimes people see someone doing the right thing, or see somebody doing something they don't understand, and they make fun, and they disparage. And the truth is, deep down, we want to be popular. Deep down, we want to be accepted. We want to be liked. We want to be understood. And so the Ramchal says, overcome that desire. The most important thing in life is not to be loved, understood, or accepted, but the most thing really is to do that which is right. And sometimes doing that which is right requires me to tune out some of the external static. Wonderful. Mazel tov, everyone. We have finished Parak Hey. In Meretz Hashem, and tomorrow, Shir, we begin Parak Vav. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.